Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Pei Vav, and we are 13 lines from the bottom of daf Pei He Amid Beis Eliyo HaVeshchiach B'Mesifta D'Rebbe. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael and Asuna Batzor V'Ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Rufua Shalema V'Chayim Yosef Shmuel Abba Ben Shira. So we're in the middle of the Divrei Yagoda here in Perek HaSoicher HaSapoyale. Specifically, we're in the middle of the Gemara's narrative of the great Reb Chiya. How great was Reb Chiya? The Gemara says that Rish Lakish was involved in avoda of being Metzayin Marasa de Rabbanon, but he couldn't find the Ma'ara of Reb Chiya, and it was communicated to him via a baskel, that the reason was because he wasn't on the level of Reb Chiya. Rish Lakish questioned that. He says, what? I'm not on the level of Reb Chiya? Loi pilpalti Torah kemoisai? And the baskel said that true, Torah kemoisai pilpalta, but Torah kemoisai loi rivatzta. The Gemara went on to describe how Reb Chiya's avoida was to make sure shloit teshtakach Torah Yisrael. The Gemara then says that Reb Zera had a dream, and in his dream he saw Reb Yosef Reb Chanina, and Reb Zera asked Reb Yosef Reb Chanina, tell me, where's Reb Yochanan sitting in the Olam HaEmes? And he was told that he was sitting quite far from Reb Chiya, and he was taken aback by that. And he says, how's it possible that the great Reb Yochanan, Reb Zera's Rebbe, is so far from Reb Chiya? And he was told, Ba'asar deskukin denura ubu'urin da'asha, man ma'ayul bar'navcha le'taman, as if to say, there's no way, with all the greatness of Rabbi Yochanan, that he'd be able to get too close to Reb Chiya. The Gemara told another story, that one of the Rabbanon once showed up to Beis Medrash, and he had the proverbial black eye. And the Olam asked him, what happened? In the morning you looked fine. Why all of a sudden do you look this way? So he says, Eliyahu HaNavi was by me, and I asked Eliyahu HaNavi, can you please show me the demus of all the Rabbanon that are going into the Yeshiva Shalmaila? So Eliyahu HaNavi said, yes, but you just have to be careful that look at whoever you want to look at, just not at Reb Chiya. He said, how will I know who Reb Chiya is? He says, all the thrones you're going to see are going to have malachim that are taking them up and taking them down. The Vav Reb Chiya, he goes up by himself and he comes down by himself. Either way, this one of the Rabbanon said that I couldn't help Zechayim. I had no choice. I had to steer at this impulse to look at Reb Chiya. And as soon as I looked at Reb Chiya, these two sparks of fire came. They caused me to lose my eyesight. I went to Reb Chiya's Ma'ara, I davened, and because of the fact that I told Reb Chiya that I learned Tosefta, which is, of course, Reb Chiya's Avoida, so therefore, the Itzi, I had a refu. Either way, we're in the middle of talking about the greatness of Reb Chiya. Today's daf begins on that note. Eliyo, as in Eliyo, Anovi, have a Shchiach b'Mesifta d'Rebbe. He was someone that was a regular in the yeshiva of Rebbe. Yoy Mechad, one day, Reish Yarchahavu, it was Rish Chodesh, it was getting late, and Eliyahu HaNavi had not arrived yet. Amale. So when he finally did come, Rebbe asked Eliyahu, my time of Nagalei Lamar, how come you didn't come on time? Meaning, what took you so long to show up? Amale, so he told him, I had a very busy morning. Why were you so busy? I had to wake up Avram Avinu, I had to give him Negel Vasser, Umatzli, and wait until he finished davening. Umagninale, put him back to sleep. V'chein liYitzchak, I had to do the same thing with Yitzchak afterwards. V'chein liYaakov, as a result, I was very busy. I was tired in the morning, waking up Avram, and then Yitzchak, and then Yaakov. It took a lot of time, and it's for that reason I showed up a little bit late. V'reit Gemara, so Rebbe told him, V'leikminu b'hadi adati. Why do you have to wake up first Avram, and then Yitzchak, and then Yaakov? Why couldn't he wake them all up at the same time? This is good time management, and like this, I want to take in so long. So Eliyahu HaNavi said, because takfi berachmi, I was afraid that if they would all be up at the same time, they would daven together, and their tefillah would have such a koyach, it would bring Mashiach b'loizmane, and it's not the right time for Mashiach to come, and it's for that reason I have to make sure that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov don't daven at the same time. First Avram, then Yitzchak, and then Yaakov. Amalei, so Rebbe, ask Eliyahu HaNavi, tell me, is there anyone in this world that's alive right now that has the koyach tefillah that's Dugmasan shall Avram Yitzchak veYaakov. Amar veIkra. He said, yes, there is. Reb Chiya ubanav. Reb Chiya and his sons. Chiya, two sons. And Reb Chiya and his two sons there on the level of Avram Yitzchak veYaakov. Says the Gemara, Gazer Rebbe Taneso. So when Rebbe heard this, he was Gazer Taneso. Achtinu, the Reb Chiya ubanav. And he had Reb Chiya ubanav go and lead the prayers. He had them daven for the yom. Amar Reb Chiya got up and he said, Mashav ruach. So apparently it hadn't rained and there was no wind. But he said the words Masha Baruch and all of a sudden it started becoming windy. And it began to rain. It was moving along in Shemayin Esrei and it was about to come to the words Baruch Ato Hashem Mechaya Mesim. Rogash Alma. All of a sudden there was a big tumult in the world. Amri Berakiya. They said in Shemayin Mangali Razia Ba'alma. Who's the one that revealed this secret in the world that Reb Chiya Ubanov have such a koich atfilah? Meaning, because if they're going to say Mechaya Mesim and they're going to be mespalo with all the kavanas that you have to be mespalo, what's going to happen is this man of Tchias Mesim is gonna come, Mashiach's gonna come, and it's not time for him to come. So who was the one that was Gila Raza? Amri, they said Eliyo, it was Eliyo Anovi, Asul Eliyo, they brought Eliyo, Machyu Shitin Pulsa Denura, and they gave him Malkus, 60 Pulsa Denura. Asa Eliyo Anovi came, Idmaluhu Keduba Denura, he dressed up like a fiery beer, O Beinayu. He came in between them, the Tardinu, he was matrid, Reb Chiya Ubanov, that they shouldn't daven and they shouldn't say Mechaya Mesim, because had Reb Chiya Ubanov said Mechaya Mesim, they could have brought Mashiach, just like if Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov would say Mechaya Mesim. Either way, there's a lot happening in this Gemara that we just learned. It's going to be the topic of three raid bites at the end of the daf. But for now, we go weiter. Shmuel Yarchino, ask me the Rebbe Hava. Shmuel the astrologer was Rebbe's doctor. So who's Shmuel the astrologer? He's the famous Amir Shmuel. In fact, we've mentioned many times over the years that Shmuel, in addition to being a great Amir, in addition to being an astrologer, he was also a doctor. So Shmuel Yarchino, Asya de Rebbe Hava, Cholash Rebbe Be'ene. Rebbe was sick. So on that Pehe Amaralf, the Gemara talked about the Yisurim of Rebbe. The Gemara talked about how he had Yisurim in his Meiraglayim. He had Yisurim in his mouth. Here the Gemara says that he had Yisurim with his eyes. Cholash Rebbe Be'ene. Amale. So he went to Shmuel, the doctor. So Shmuel said, Imli Loch Sama, let me take a certain medication. I'm going to put it in your eye. And like this, you're going to have a refuah. Amale. So Rebbe told Shmuel, Lo Yochilna. I can't be soivel it. It's not going to work for me. I appreciate it, but no thank you. Ashtalei mishters. He says, how about if I put a little bit? Meaning, I'll do it very, very softly. Amalei, he told him, Lo Yochilna, I can't do that either. So what did Shmuel do? Have a moisav labegufsa de samani. So what he did was he put it into a tube, tusi beisadya, and he put that tube underneath Rebbe's pillow. And when Rebbe lied down on the pillow, so the medication went through the pillow into his eye, for itzi, and that's the way he had a refuah. The Gemara says, "Have a kometzai Rebbe lemismechay." Rebbe wanted very badly to give smicha to Shmuel. However, it didn't work. So Shmuel told Rebbe, you shouldn't feel bad. Why? Because I saw the sefer of Adam Arishon, and it says, Shmuel Yarchina, as in Shmuel, myself, Chakim Yiskeri, he's going to be known as a Chacham, but the Rebbe lo Yiskeri, he's never going to be called Rebbe, meaning he's never going to have smicha. V'asu the Rebbe al Yodai Tehei, and Shmuel, Yarchina, he's going to be the one that's going to heal Rebbe. The sefer that Shmuel saw continued and said, Rebbe v'Rav Nosson, on the topic of Rebbe, Rebbe and Rav Nosson soif Mishnah, Rav Ashi v'Ravino soif Hoira v'Simonich, and a simon to that is Ad Avoy El Mikdashi Kel Avino La'acharisa. And that is a simon to the fact that Rebbe, Rav Nosson are soif Mishnah, Ravashi and Ravina are soif hayra. So a few things. Number one, Rebbe wanted to give smicha to Shmuel, loy mestaya milsa, and it was paining Rebbe. Amale, Shmuel told Rebbe, loy letzta'ar mar, you don't have to feel bad, because l'didi chazili sifra the Adam Arishon, I saw the sefer of Adam Arishon, and in the sefer of Adam Arishon, it talks a little bit about me, says Shmuel, and you, and it says as follows, chakim yiskiri, the Rebbe lo yiskiri, v'asu the Rebbe al yodai tehe. And one of the things it says is Rebbe lo yiskiri, and it's for that reason it's not playing itself out. My destiny is not to have smicha, and therefore lo yitztayr mar, this is not something that you need to feel bad about. Where did Shmuel see this? He saw this in Sifra the Adam Arishan. So what exactly is Sifra the Adam Arishan? So Rashi says that it's referring to a Gemara in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, Hireyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dar Dar V'Soifrav, Dar Dar V'Darshav, Dar Dar V'Chachamav. That one of the things HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to Adam Arishan was he showed him all the Soifrim and all the Bali Darshanim and all the Chachamim of all the future generations. So Shmuel was one of the Chachamim, and it's for that reason he saw a little bit about Shmuel. But what exactly is the Sifra the Adam Arishan? It's a reference to this Gemara, Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Hei Amud Aleph. The truth is that there's a pasuk in Parshas Bereishis that says, Ze Sefer Toldos Adam. Now, if you look at the Rishonim say that Sefer Toldos Adam wasn't literally a Sefer. Rashi says, Sefer Miloshin Sfiras Dvarim Ba'alma. This is the story of Adam Arishan. It's not literally a Sefer. But I saw that Reb Reuven Margolis in the Sefer Shari Zoyer, it's on this Gemara right here, he's Mitzayin Etlecha Pletzer in Zoyer HaKadosh, where the Zoyer HaKadosh talks about a real Sefer that Adam Arishan had. I'll just read one Zoyer. It's the first Marim Makom that he brings. It's in Parshas Bereishis. V'amr Rab Abba. Rab Abba said, Ze Sefer Toldos Adam, Sefer Vadai, a literal Sefer Nochas Leit Adam Arishan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Adam Arishan. Ube, and when Adam Arishan learned that Sefer, Havayada Chachma Sayila, he learned the Chachma El Yoyna, V'sifra Da Mata L'bnei Elokim Chakimei Dara, and this Sefer that Adam Arishan had, he gave over to the Bnei Elokim, who were all the Chachamim of the different generations. Uman Dezachi Lashkachabe, any person that Zoicha to see this Sefer, Yoda Be Chachma Yila, he's going to know the Chachma El Yoyna, Umashkichin Be, V'yodin Be, and all these Chachamim that had it, they would be Mashkiach in the Sefer, and by being Mashkiach in the Sefer, they knew all these different things. The Sifra Don, Nachaslei, Mori, the Rosin, and this Sefer that Adam Arishan got, he got through a Shliach, and who was the Shliach that he got it through? So it was Mori DeRozin. Mori DeRozin is Razil HaMalach, who tlosh shlichem eman and kameh, and it goes on and on and on, and it talks about how Chanoich ended up with this Sefer. But different Chachamim and different generations, they were Zoicha to get this Sefer. And in this Sefer, there was Chachma El Yoyna. And this is a Sefer that the Zohar Kaddish talks a lot about, and Reuven Margolis tells it to this Gemara. He says, it's Pashat Al Pi Zohar, the Sifra, the Adam Arishan, is a literal Sefer. That's what this Sefer is referring to. Shmuel was one of these Chachamim in the different generations that was, and this is the Sefer that he's referring to over here. Either way, another thing that Shmuel mentioned to Rebbe that he saw in this Sefer was a line that we're all quite familiar with, and that is Rebbe v'Rav Nosson Soif Mishnah, Ravashi v'Ravina Soif Ha'ira. So what does that even mean? So we know what that means. Rebbe wrote the Mishnah, but he didn't write it by himself. He wrote it together with Rav Nosson, Rav Nosson HaBavli. We have a read bite about Rav Nosson HaBavli maybe being the most underrated Tana in Shas. Because everyone knows Ravina and Ravashi wrote the Gemara. That's the next line. Everyone knows Rebbe either wrote the Mishnah, was Masada the Mishnah, the Gersa Machloikis, Kvar Doshu Bei Rabin. But Rav Nosson Mandachar Shmei, literally. But it wasn't just Rebbe by himself. It was Rav Nosson together with Rebbe. And the Gemara concluded, and the Gemara says, V'simonich, and a simon to this, is Ad Ovoi El Mikdeshe Kael Ovino Lacharisam. What's the simon? What do you see over here that Rebbe and Rav Nosson were soif Mishnah and Rav Ashi and Ravina were soif Ha'ira? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says like this, that Mikdeshe is Simona de Ravashi. Mikdeshe is like Ravashi. And Avina, the word Avina is Simona de Ravina. La'acharison is simon to Soif Ha'ira. So what's the simonich? The simonich is Mikdeshe is Rav Ashi, Avina is Ravina, le'acharison, that's the Soif, and that's what it means, that you have a simon over here that they're Soif Ha'ira. The Rashon mutches a little bit that according to the way Rashi explains the simon, you only have a simon for the Sefer. You only have a simon that Rav Ashi and Ravina were Soif Ha'ira. You don't have a simon that Rebbe and Rav Nosson are Soif Mishnah. So the Rashon says, Lulei de Mistafino, maybe it could be Mefarish a little bit differently. And that is, that Mikdeshe is not Rav Ashi. Mikdeshe is Rebbe, it's Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and that's why he's referred to as Mikdeshe. And in fact, we're only quoting Rebbe and Ravina. There really is no simon to Rav Nosson and Rav Ashi. The simon is Mikdeshe, as in Rebbe of Rav Nosson and Rebbe, and Avina, which is Ravina of Rav Ashi and Ravina. And he says the reason is because Rebbe lived later than Rav Nosson, and Ravina lived later than Rav Ashi, and that's the Lacharison. They're the Soif Soif. So the soif of the soif HaMishnah and the soif of the soif Ha'ira is Mikdashay and Avina. It's Rabbeinu HaKadosh and Ravina Ayin Sham. Anyway, it says the Gemara. Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, Shtoili Rav Chama Bar Barte de Chasa. I heard from Rav Chama, who was the son of the daughter of Chasa, that said the following. Rabbi Bar Nachmeni Agav Shmada Noch Nafshe. That if you want to know how Rabbi Bar Nachmeni lost his life, it happened Agav Shmada. So this is real digression. We started with Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon. We went to Rav Yudah Nasi, Rav Chia, and now we're going to talk a little bit about Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. If this Gemara that we're about to learn now sounds familiar, we learned the Gemara together as a Chabura 7.5 years ago, but we've mentioned it quite a few times since then in Fashid and Arayd Bites. But either way, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, as in the great Amora Rav, as in the Baal Plukta of Rabbi Yosef, as in the Rebbe of Abaye and Rava, as in the one that raised Abaye, Shebecha Yeruchim Yosem, the great Rabbi, Agav Shmada. It was because of the Shmad that he lost his life. And the Gemara now goes and tells a very long story. What happened was there was a Malshinus. Somebody went and he blew the whistle to the king Amru, and the claim was the following. There's one Jew, who causes 12,000 Jews, Yarcha Bekaita, 1 month during the summer, Yarcha Besisva, 1 month during the winter, Mikarga the Malka, from paying the taxes that he's supposed to pay. Rashi says, what was the rest of the story? The rest of the story was that there was a Yarchikala, and the Yarchikala happened during Chodesh Nisan and during Chodesh Tishrei. During those months, all the Yidden would go to the big yeshiva, they'd go to Rabbah, and they would learn Torah. What happened was, during those months, they weren't around, so they couldn't pay their bills. So if the tax collector showed up, they weren't available, simply because they taka weren't home. And this was impacting the cash flow of the government, and as a result, it was a malshinus that came, and they says, we have to stop this person. If he's going to stop with this yarchikalo, so like this, we'll be able to raise the money that we're supposed to raise. Shadu priska the malka basre. So the government decided that they have no choice, this is old school, they want to kill Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. So they sent the priska the malka, they sent the shliach, go find him, hunt him, and kill him. But he couldn't find him. Now, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni heard that they were after him, so he ran away. He lived in Pumbedisa. But he ran from Pumbedisa to he went back to Pumbedisa. Either way, but Pumbedisa, Ashkeche. And eventually, he found him in Pumbedisa. How did the story happen? Ikla Pristaga de Malka, Lahu Ushpiza the Rabbi. This Pristaga de Malka was staying in the same inn that Rabbi was in. Now, this person comes in, and he asks his host for a drink. So, krivu taka kame, they brought him a table, old school, vashku tre kasi, and they poured him 2 glasses of wine. Vidol yua l'taka mikame, and after he drank the second cup, they removed the table from him. As this person is drinking, he has his second glass of wine. Hader partzufei lachayre. So not his head started spinning in the figurative sense. His head started spinning in the literal sense. And literally, like on a swivel, his head all of a sudden turned around. He gets a stiff neck, and he has a little bit of a problem. Amrule manavid le gavra demalkahu amalahu krivu takla. Meaning, what should we do to this person? Nobody can figure it out. They're calling doctors, they're calling Gatzola, everyone's trying to help this person, and nobody can give Zechanetza. So there was one person that was there, who was Rabbi, and he said, Avenetza, Amalahu krivu takla kame. Bring back the table, vashkiyu chad kasa, give him one more kois, and you're going to see that Vidalyu letakame kame, and then after he drinks that extra kois, remove it, velitzi, and you see that everything is going to be okay. What was this grace of chachma of Rabbah? So we're familiar with the idea of zugos, that if somebody does things in multiples of two, it can be quite dangerous. The sugi of zugos is in Perek Arvei Psachim. The reason it's in Perek Arvei Psachim is literally the context of this Gemara, because the Gemara asks Akasha, how could you drink 4 koises of wine at the Leil HaSeder? Why are you not worried about zugos, right? 4 is a multiple of 2. Right? The Gemara says 2, 4, 6, 8. 10 is Asiri Kodesh, that you don't have to worry about. But if you do things in even numbers, it could be dangerous. Specifically, if you drink wine in even numbers, it could be dangerous. What happened was, this person drank 2 glasses of wine, this shade that's Mamuna Lazugais all of a sudden came and attacked. So Rabbi Chab, what does he need? He needs another glass, right? He needs an odd number. And as long as he drinks an odd number, he's going to be fine. So he said, bring back the table, give him 1 more glass, immediately remove it, because if he has 4, then it's going to be V'chayza Chalila, literally, and as a result, you're going to have a problem. So this was his great say. So the Gemara says like this: when this Pristak of the Malka chapped that there was some intelligent person somewhere that was staying in the same motel that he was staying in, that knew this refuah, he realized that that person is probably none other than this great rabbi that he's trying to find. Amar, he said like this: Mediodana the gaber the kabeina hachu. I know for sure, without a question, that the person that I'm trying to find is here. Bachesh abasrei. So he started searching the ashkeche and he found him. And now rabbi comes face to face with this Persian officer that wants to kill him. Amar, he said, Azlina meha. I'm going to leave here, meaning I'm not going to touch you, even though I was instructed with very strict orders to take your life. I'm not going to do it. Not just that. In miktol katulahu gavra, if I get interrogated and they want to kill me, loy maglina. I'm letting you know. I'm still not going to reveal. However, in negidi menagdenle. But if they torture me, they don't kill me. They torture me, then maglina. Then it could be I'm going to reveal. Right? It's easier for a person to die than it is to live under strict interrogation. The Gemara says, "Umo nogdu lechananya mishal vazaria have a polchu letzalma." So this person was just being intellectually honest. He says, "Listen, I have a karas atoiv. I'm not going to tell anyone where you are. I'm going to let you go. If it means my life, yaharugav al yaver, you have nothing to worry about. But if they torture me, Molly nogdu, then already I'm not going to be able to help zechain." Either way, the Gemara says, "Asu." The Kameh, they eventually got Rabba, Aili Ladruna, they put him into a room, Vatarki Labava, Ba'ampe, and they locked the door. Boy Rachme, Rabba started davening, Parakashisa, miraculously the wall came down, Araki ran away, Va'azal Agma, and he went to an Agam, he went to a swamp, Havi Yosef, Agirded the Kula. When he was there, he was sitting on the stump of a palm tree. The Kagara said he was learning. No, Rabba's a fugitive, he somehow was able to evade this disaster, and right now he's by himself somewhere, hiding. And he's learning. What was he learning about? So as he's learning, he overhears this conversation that's going up in Shemayim. There was machlik is going on in Shemayim. In Baheres Kvei Demes L'Seir Lavan. And they were learning Halacha and Ilchus Nagan. And the Halacha says as follows. If a person has a Baheres and a Seir Lavan, if the Baheres came before the Seir Lavan Tami, the person's Tami, it's a Nega Tami. Vim Seir Lavan Kvei Demes Baheres, if the Seir Lavan came before the Baheres, Tari, Star. Sofik, what if we're not sure? So it was a machlik. It's a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Emir Tar, a Kaddish Baruch Hu says Tar, V'kulu Mesifte Derikia Amri Tami. And all the Mesifte the Rikia say Tommy. The Amri. So he's learning. Vaiter, he's overhearing this conversation and he heard the following. They said, Man Noichach, we need someone to come and be Machriya, whether the halacha is like the Mesifta the Rikia that Tommy, or the halacha is like a Kaddish Baruch Hu that is Tar. So who is someone that can come now and can be Megalan that can reveal the truth? So the Gemara says, they said, Noichach, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. Rabbi Bar Nachmeni should be the one that comes. Dami Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, because Rabbi Nachmeni himself said, Ani Yochid bin Agam, I am a Yochid bin Agam. Meaning there's no one that knows Nagam like me. Ani Yochid Baholas. I'm a Yochid Baholas. And Nagam and Aholas were always considered to be the two hardest things. Right? Akiva Malucha Eitzel Agada, Klach Eitzel Nagam Baholas. So this is an Agada to Gemara about Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, where we're talking about the greatness of Rabba in the area of Nagam Baholas. Either way, Shadru Shlicha Basre, they sent a shliach after him, meaning they wanted him in Shemayim now, because they want him to be Machriya. Is the halacha when there's a suffix, what came first, the Baharis to say a lover like the Masifta the Rikia that Tomei, who is the halacha like Kodesh Shmoka that Tar? The problem is when the shliach came, Avi Motzi Malach HaMavis LeMikrov Leh, the Malach HaMavis couldn't get him, and the reason is, Midalaka have a Pasik Pume Migirse, because he didn't stop learning for 1 second, and being that he didn't stop learning, there was no way to get him, and this is an idea that the Malach HaMavis can't get a person until he stops learning. How do we know that? Shabbos Taflamid with regard to David HaMelech, and we have the Gemara about Rav Chizda, right? There's different Gemaras in Shas that talk about this inyan. Either way, it says the Gemara, Ad HaHachi, Noshav Zika, as this is all going on, all of a sudden a wind came, the Avish Beini Kani made a big tumult in between the reeds, and Rabba, when he heard this tumult, Sabar, he thought Gunda the Parshiu. He thought that the Chevra were coming to get him, meaning they're coming to arrest him. Omar, he said, Teinach Nafshe Dahu Gavra, I'd rather kill myself. Not to have to be taken away by the king. Rabbi Bar Nachmeni took his own life. Why was he not a ma'abed atzmo l'das? This is the Misa of Shalom Melech, which Shulchan Aruch talks about. But after upon him, this is the end of the story of Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. The Gemara says, as Rabbi Bar Nachmeni was leaving this world, what was he doing? He was learning. Amar, he said, Tahar Tahar. Yotza Baskol va'amra. Baskol came out and said, Ashrecha Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, Shegufcha Tar, v'yatzasa nishmascha b'tahar. Your guf is tahar, and it's for that reason you were zoicha that your neshama left this world with the world tahar, with the word tahar. So Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, with the last word that he uttered, was machriya this machloikis in Shemayim, as it relates to where you have a sufik, whether the Baharis came before the Seir Lavan or the Seir Lavan came before the Baharis. Not for now, but the Rambam ki yadua, when he brings this halacha, as it relates to if there's a safek, if the Baharis came before the Seir Lavan, or if the Seir Lavan came before the Baharis, says, what's the halacha? Tameh. And everyone asks, the Kesef Mishnah, everyone's matmiya, Tameh, it's kenegan a mefurish gemara. It's a mefurish gemara over here that what? That says that what was the halacha? The halacha was tar. Now, what are you going to tell me? Torah Leib Shemayim, right? Shemayim, they said it's tar, but it's not Torah Leib Shemayim, because Rabbi Bar Nachmeni himself uttered the word tar, right? It was Rabbi Bar Nachmeni himself that said this. And the Kesef Mishnah says a very big chiddush, a chiddush that we've spoken a lot about over the years, and that is that it's true Rabbi Bar Nachmeni was the one that said tar, but when did he say it? He said it right before he left this world. And being that he said it right before he left this world, when a tzaddik says something before he leaves the world, that Torah that he says is a bechin of Torah Leib Shemayim. And because that Torah is a bechin of Torah Leib Shemayim, even though Rabbi Taka said it, but he said it mamish b'shas yitzias neshama, b'shas yitzias neshama. The Torah of a tzaddik is Torah Leib Shemayim. So over the years, we've mentioned many times the Chassam Sofer and the Chaim Simon Reish Ches in his very, very long tshuva to Rabbi Tzvi Yashchayis. So the Chassam Sofer says he never understood this Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah says that why is this not Torah Leib Shemayim? Rabbi said it. And he had to say a chiddush because he said a mamish samach l'ptirasa. Says the Chassam Sofer, I'm going to tell you why this is Torah Leib Shemayim. Because who knew about this, right? We're about to learn the next line of the Gemara, where the Gemara says that after Rabbi Bar Nachmeni passed away, no one knew where he was, and they literally needed divine intervention to reveal to the world where he even was. And said the Chassam Sofer, if you want to know why this is a pchin of Torah Leib Shemayim, I know Rabbi said it, but how do you know Rabbi said it? You only know it through some Ruach HaKodesh. Nu, al zeh gufa nemar, the halacha of Torah Leib Shemayim. But I'll tell you, ein beis medrash b'lo chiddush, and that is, one dover niflo. What does this even mean? There was a machlokes between Masifta Derekia and Kucha Bericho. If the Eibishter says tar, it's tar. Now, you want to tell me in this world, I can hear it a little bit better, right? There's a begin of Emes Me'eretz Titzmach, of Torah Leib Shemayim. So if the Chachmei Ador, they don't understand something, was tutzich in the Himlin, it's okay, we paskin the way the Chachamim think it is in this world, not what the Emes is in Shemayim. But in Shemayim Gufa, how could there be a machloikis between Masifta Derekia and Kucha Bericho? And besides, if the Eibishter says tar, it's tar, there's a machloikis between Kucha Bericho and Masifta Derekia, and Masifta Derekia, epis, they couldn't deher tar, they thought tame tame, but Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, he was epis oimed on something that the Masifta Derekia wasn't even oimed on, and he was able to say tar. So the Chassam Sofer in a drosha somewhere says a dover nifla. He says that we know that the Eibishter created 50 sharim of Chachma. The highest level of chachma that a person can achieve is memtes. A person can't get past the sharm memtes of chachma. And he says it's for that reason there are things in this world that we will never understand. And you could be the biggest chacham to ever live. And not just that. You could be a malach who's in the Masifta Derekia, who's reached tremendous, tremendous madregas. There are certain things we'll never understand. There are things that a person cannot fathom simply based on the fact that our chachma is limited to Shar Mem Tes. Now, obviously, most people don't achieve the Shar Mem Tes either. But even if you come to the point of Tachlis HaChachma, where you could understand the most you can understand, you can kvetch out, Yedias-wise, the most you can kvetch out from this world, but you're still going to be limited in your comprehension simply based on the fact that the most a person can come to is the Shar Mem Tes. The only one, Kaviyochel, that understands beyond the Shar Mem Tes, that's Kutcha Berichu, Bechvoido Vatzma. Sin Chassam Sofer said that in the Sugya of Shar Mem Tes, if there's a Sofik, if the Baharis comes before the Seir Lavan, or if the Seir Lavan comes before the Baharis, that Loch is Tamim. In Masifta Derekia, where they come to the Spitz of the Spitz of Asaga, the Emes in Shar Mem Tes is Tamim. But if a person would be zoichet to the Shar Nun, and then he would really understand what's tutzich in the world, and then all the kashas that he has wouldn't be kashas, in that world, when there's a sofik, if the Baharis comes before the Seir Lavan, or the Seir Lavan comes before the Baharis, over there it's tar. So the Chassam Sofer says, I'll piece something that he writes a lot in his Sfarim, right, that we've spoken about in the past, that we know the biggest tzaddikim all died Mises Neshika. And the Chassam Sofer says, what's Mises Neshika? Neshika is Miloshan Hashaka, that if somebody takes water and it touches a mikveh, right? So the halach is, it becomes part and parcel. It's a method of taira, etc., etc. The way the tzaddik dies is he literally touches. He makes contact with Kutcha Bricho Alei. At that moment, at that second, that the tzaddik comes suit to Kutcha Bricho, he's able to have a little bit of a shaychus. He's able to have a little bit of a shaychus of the Shar Nun. He says it's in the side of Yeshua ben Nun. He says Yeshua ben Nun was bin, he had havana in Nun, in the Shar Nun. And there's an inyan that a person can have havana in the Shar Nun. And the tzaddik, as he leaves this world, where he dies Mises Neshika, where the Zashok, he gets closer and closer and closer. But ultimately, at that point, he comes to a little bit of Asog in the Shar Nun. Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, at that second, had a little bit of Asog in the Shar Nun, and that's why he said what Kutcha Berichu said. That's why he said Tar. Zok Kesef Mishnah, that's Tar Leib Shemayim. Because even in Mesifta Derekiya, we're limited by the Shar Memtes, because that's all that was given to us. One day will be Malard's day, there's going to be no Kashas, there's going to be no Sveikas, all the things that today maybe don't make any sense, even to the biggest Chacham in the world, you can't get past certain boundaries. Yeah, that's because we're Mitzumtzim. Right now, we're bound by the Shar Memtes, but one day we're going to have Asaga and the Shar Nun. The real Emes Kemuvin is the Shar Nun, but we have no Asaga to that. So therefore, Halacha goes based on the Shar Memtes. Even Mesifta Derekiya, they can't get past the Shar Memtes. The only time it's Shaykh to get past the Shar Memtes is the Tzadik Korav L'Misos. And that's when Rabbi Bar Nachmeni was oimin on this inyan of Tahar. That was the reason that the Kesef Mishnah said that the Tzam Karavim Misasai, his Torah is a bechina of Torah Leib Shemayim. But either way, the Gemara just told the story about it, the Petir of Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. It's not finished. Nafal Piska Mirakiya Pumpadisa. Right? Rabbi Bar Nachmeni was all alone. There was nobody with him. So a Piska, literally, like a pamphlet, fell down from Shemayim in Pumpadisa. And it said the following: Rabbi Bar Nachmeni Nespakish B'Yeshiva Shemayim. Rabbi Bar Nachmeni was requested, he was brought to the Yeshiva Shemayim. Literally, right? He was brought to the Yeshiva Shemayla. The reason Rabbi Bar Nachmeni left this world is because they needed him in the Yeshiva Shemayla to be machriya this halacha. Either way, says the Gemara, Nafkat Ayver Rav, the Kudu Rabbanon Lasukebe. So all the Rabbanon, Uberoshan, the great Talmidim of Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, Abai Verava, went to try to be Oisik and to try to find Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. But they have a Yadi Duchte, but they didn't know where he was. Azul Agma, they went to Agma, this place, Chazu Tzafri, and they pirate. They saw birds. The metalli v'kaimi. They were casting a shade. There were birds there. Amri, they said Shmami no hasim. They chap. That must be where he is. Why were the birds there? Not because there was a corpse there. Fakert. They were there protecting him, and they realized that must be what it is. And they went there. Satu klasi yemi v'klasi levasa. And they were masked Rabbi Nachmeni for 3 days and for 3 nights. Nafal piska. Oh, another piska came down from Shemayim and said, "Kala pirish. Any person that's pirish. Any person that doesn't continue." Be maspid, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, Yehei Benidoy, he should be placed into Nidoy. Saftu, Shiva, Yoimi, they ended up being maspid for 7 days. Nafal Piska, another Piska came down. This is the third one that said, the Chula Beischam, the Shalom, now ready you can go home. The day that Rabbi Bar Nachmeni passed away. So he said that it all started with a wind, right? This wind came and it made a big gerida, and that's what got Rabbi Bar Nachmeni to stop learning for a second, and not just because to stop learning, to save his life. He thought they were coming to get him, and the Kachav, the Malchamavis, was taka on his way there. But the Gemara says, that day, that it was Noch Nafshe, Dalya Zafa, there was this incredible wind, Vidori Lahutaya, and it took a certain Arab merchant, Kirachiv Gamlo, who was riding on his camel, may haikisa to Nar Papa, from one side in Nar Papa, the Shadye, and a place to Mahakisa on the other side in Nar Papa. So it was such a big wind that this guy with his camel literally went flying to the other side of the river. Amrei said, my hai, what's going on over here? Amrei, they told him, Noch Nafshe de Rabbi Nachmeni. Today's the day Rabbi Nachmeni passed away. Amrei Lefanav, so he said a prayer. Rabbeinu Shalom, Kuli Amadi Dachu, the whole world belongs to you. The Rabbi Bar Nachmeni Didachu, and Rabbi Bar Nachmeni is yours. At the Rabbi, you belong to Rabbi. The Rabbi Didach, Rabbi belongs to you. And my but is that a reason to destroy the world? Noch Zafa. And because of the tefillah of this Taya, the wind stopped. Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, Baal Basarav. Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta was a Baal Basar. Ma'inyin Shmita Eitzel Harsinai. So Rashi says, this takes us back to the beginning of the Agadah to Gemara. Believe it or not, we're coming back to the beginning. B'fangton f'nomfang. And the Gemara talked about Rav Shimon, how Sisu b'nei Mei, I Sisu, and he used his basar ke'ilu, his beten, to paskin and determine who it was guilty of Geneva. And then the Gemara said that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was also a Baal Basar. So me Inyan, the Inyan, but Yossi Inyan, the Gemara says Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta was also a Baal Basar. Yom Echad one day, have a Chamim Alei, it was very, very hot. Have a Salik V'yosef Hashina de Tura. So he went to the top of a mountain. Amalei the Barthi told his daughter, Biti, my daughter, Hanifi Alai B'Manifa, will you please like fan me, just to cool me off. Vani Etin Lech Kikrin de Nered. And if you do that, I'm going to give you piles of Nered, this perfume. Adahachi Nosh Vazika, as he said this, all of a sudden a big wind came. It's another segue from the previous Gemara that we just learned. Omari Sned Kama Kikrin de Nered Lamari Dichi. Says the Ebishta, who's the master of the winds, and he's the master of all the Besamim, so I have to give him something. I just promised you for fanning me a little bit, like with a little fan. I told you I would give you Kikrin de Nered. The Ebishta just brought Azaruch Tzvainis, so like, what am I supposed to give him? And the first larger segment of the Agadot Gemara here in Perek HaSoicher Es HaPayalim ends with this note. So believe it or not, we're going to return now to our regular program, albeit briefly, and then we're going to resume with this digression. So the Agadot Gemara in Perek HaSoicher Es HaPayalim, it involves a lot of digression. It's also made up of two components. There's a Reish and a Sefer. Right, prices have a Reish and a Sefer. Sometimes the Gadot Tesugis also have a Reish and a Sefer. There's a part one, there's a part two. We just concluded part one. The Gemara now is going to refer back to the Mishnah, which discusses the halachos of HaSoicher Es HaPayalim. And then, as we'll see, there's going to be another nice digression. So what was the theme of the Mishnah? HaSoicher Es HaPayalim, HaKol Keminig HaMedin. Right, that's really the theme, in one word. HaKol Keminig HaMedin. V'chul, says the Gemara, HaKol Lasuye Mai. So we know wherever it says HaKol, it's always Lasuye something. I, in the beginning of Masechtis, Erechin, Uba'oid Mekoimois. So HaKol Lasuye Mai, so the Gemara says, Lasuye Ba'asu Denehigi, Michrach Rifta, Mishna Ampaka. So it seems there were certain places that if somebody took a day job, so before he started work, he would meet his Bala boss in his office, in his house, and he would give him a little bit of bread, he would give him a little anpoka to drink, and then he would start his day. So when we say akol kemenag medina, we mean even the rabbis there. What does that mean? What happens if the balabais tells this person, I want you to start working early, I will bring this food to you on the job site. They have a right to say no, and that's what it means. If the minag medina is to give this, you're forced to give this. Now, the Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said that Makam Shinagu Lazun Yazun. If the minig is that a balabayas gives his employees food, he has to give them food. Lasapik Mimasika, if the minig is that he gives them sweet food, Yisapik. Hakol Kaminig Medina, you always have to follow the minig of the Medina. So whatever the minig Medina is, that's what you're supposed to do. And then the Mishnah told the story. Maisa, there was a Maisa, Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya. Sha'am al-Abnai, he told the son, Tzei Schar Lanu Payalim. I want you to go hire Payalim for us. Halach, he went. He hired Payalim, and he told him, I'm going to give you food. When he came back to his father, so his father says, you told him you're going to give him food? Do you realize, Afilu Mata Oysalam Kesuda Shloime B'Shaitai, La Yatzasi Yidei Chai Vascha. If you're going to feed him Kesuda Shloime B'Shaitai, we'll see what that is in a matter of moments. But even if you're going to give him Kesuda Shloime B'Shaitai, you will not have fulfilled your obligation. You know why? Because they're Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, and as we're going to see, Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov are entitled to eat even more than Kesuda Shloime B'Shaitai. Okay, so what he said was, I want you to run back to them and see if they started working. If they didn't start working yet, then tell them, I'm giving you pas v'kitnis bilvad. If they started working already, then you're a day late and a dollar short. At that point, you're going to have no choice but to give them what you said you're going to give them. Then the Gemara says, Shimon Gamliel said, he didn't have to do that because really, hakol keminig hamedin. So the truth is that if you go through the Mishnah starts off that when it comes to giving mizoynas to employees, hakol keminig hamedin. Then it tells a story with the son of Rabbi Yechon ben Masya, who offered employees food, and he says, you offer a Jew food, you got to give him more than Suda Shloime B'Shaite, because they're Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. And then it concludes, Gamliel says, no, it's not true. Hakol Kamina Gamadin. But the Gemara says, Maisa B'Rabbi Yechon ben Masya, Sh'amad L'Bnei Tzeves Chor V'Chul, Maisa Lister. Why is this not a Maisa Lister? Me, you started off Hakol Kamina Gamadina, and then you tell me a story where it's not Hakol Kamina Gamadina. The end. Shimon Gamliel's Chaylik, he says, yeah, Hakol Kamina Gamadina. But usually, the setup is that if you tell me halacha and then you bring the story is coming to support the halacha, not to contradict the halacha. So break the Gemara, my solicitor, that doesn't make sense. And for the Gemara, you have no choice. You have to say, chasurei mechshav achim tani. So again, this is the last card we pull out of our pocket. But if you have no choice, you have no choice. And there's no way to make sense of this Mishnah without doing a little bit of editing, says the Gemara. This is what the Mishnah says. So if you hire someone, whatever the minhag hadin is, to give him food, you give him food. How much food? That's all based on the minhag hadin. The impasak lehem mezaynos. If, however, you offer food specifically, meaning the minhag is to give food, and you say, I'm going to give you more. So the halacha is riba lehem. At that point, you have to give them more. The way Rashi explains. If the minhag is to give food, then you don't have to offer food. And the mere fact that you offered food means to us that you're offering more. How much more? Oh, you didn't say how much more. And if you didn't say how much more, so now we're ready. That's the whole point. That even if you would give kisud shloim b'shaita lo yotzasi deichay vascha shehem avram shehem b'nei avram yisach v'yagiv umay sanami. And it's regarding that we don't have in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah brings a story not to contradict, but to support. Says the Gemara. One takeaway you can take from this story is the Sudasad Avram Avinu Adifa Midashloim. That Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov should eat even more than Sudashloim B'Shaita. What does that mean? So Pasha means, I don't know, when you're Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, you're entitled even to. But the Gemara understands that when we refer to Shloim HaMelech in this Mishnah, and when we refer to Avram Avinu in this Mishnah, these are very, very specific references. We're talking about Suda Shloim HaBashayta, that's before in the Mishnah, and Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov referring to a specific Suda, and specifically the Suda of Avram Avinu. Now Suda Shloim HaBashayta, the Gemara is going to talk about in 1 second. It's going to be hard to forget. As it relates to the Suda of Avram Avinu, it's referring to the Suda that Avram Avinu gave, the three Malachim, the three Anoshim, as mentioned in the beginning of Parshas Vayera. And the truth is, Roiv of the Agadat the Gemara that we're going to learn from here until the conclusion on the bottom of that Pezayin Amad Aleph is going to revolve around the Psukim in the beginning of Parshas Vayera. The right thing to do now would be to introduce it a little bit. These are obviously Psukim that we're familiar with. It's literally the beginning of Parshas Vayera. Stating that, it's kedai to go through it again. We'll do that Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. But for now, the Gemara says that it sounds like from the Mishnah that the Suda that Avram Avinu fed the Malachim was a more chashim the Suda than the Suda of Shloim HaMelech. Freak the Gemara. Is that true? Vaksiv. Let's be ma'ayin a little bit into what exactly the Suda of Shloim HaBashaytai looked like. The Pasnik says as follows, and these are Psukim in Malachim Aleph, Perikei. It says, Vayhi lechem Shloim HaLoyoy Mechel. You want to know how much bread Shloim HaMelech ate in one day? It was Shloishim Kar Soiles, Vishishim Kar Kemach. It was 30 kar of Soiles, fine flour, and 60 kar of Kemach, not such fine flour. The pasuk continues. It says he ate Asara Bakar Briyim, 10 Gezinta Ox, the Esrim Bakar Ii, 20 Bakar that were out mit the Pastich, Umeyat Soin, 100 Soin, Levad, that's besides, for the Ayol, that's the ram, Utsvi is the deer, Yachmar, one of these elusive animals, ubarburim avusim, and the gestopped against. So besides for all that, this is how much bread he ate. V'omar Gurion ben Astya mishmei de Rav. And Gurion ben Astya said in the name of Rav, that if you think this was the Suda, you're making a mistake. Halalu, as it relates to these things. Now Rashi says, halalu is referring to the kemach and the soilus. It was la'melam shal tabachim. It was used just for the chefs. So as they were cooking, so they wanted to cover the pot. So the way they would cover the pot was they would cover it with bread, right? Sometimes you get served that. So they would cover it with bread. So this is not the bread that they ate. You think this is the bread that they dipped into the tchina? This is the bread that was melon shal tabach. Rabbi Yitzchok says, hello, as it relates to Zok Rashi, the bakar and the tzoyin, it was letzike kedera. Rashi says one of the dishes that was served was called tzike kedera, and this is how much flesh they needed just for that one appetizer. I'm Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok went right there, and he said, Elav Noshon Hoy L'Shon. Right? Everyone knows, Shon HaMelech had 1,000 wives. Kol achas v'achas osso loy b'vesakach. Each one of his 1,000 wives used to prepare this suda for him every single day. My time, what's the reason? Because each one of his wives thought, you know, I don't know, but it could be he's going to come to me for dinner. So he has 1,000 wives preparing him this great suda every single night. So this is suda shloim the b'shaita, right? We only know like a me'in shofra of this suda, but this is like a little bit of an idea of what the suda looked like. Okay, now what was the suda of Avram Avinu? V'ilu gabi Avram k'siv. When it comes to Avram Avinu, it says like this: V'la bakar rotz Avram. Avram Avinu ran to the bakar. Vayikach ben bakar. He took a ben bakar rach. It was soft. V'toiv, and it was good. Vayiten al anar, and he gave it to the child. Vayimar lachmei soisai. Now, you go through the Torah Shavah Peh on that pasuk, right? We just did the Torah Shavah Peh on Suda Shlomo B'Shaitis. We have to be fair. So we have to go through the Torah Shavah Peh on the Suda of Avraham Avinu as well. Okay, so what does the Torah Shavah Peh say? Rav is the one that said this. Ben Bakar Echad. Ben Bakar is in the singular form. That means there was one Ben Bakar. Rach, the word Rach, Shnayim, is referring to a second one. V'toiv Shloisha, and a third one. So, Sach HaKol, there were three Ben Bakars, right? That's what this was. As opposed to Suda Shlomo B'Shaitis, I don't know. This menu looks a little more gebiff than the other one does. This is a much bigger Suda. So, how could you tell me that the Suda of Avraham Avinu was bigger than the Suda of Shlomo B'Shaitis? You see, it was just the opposite. So, the Gemara says an interesting answer. And for the Gemara, it's true. Suda Shlomo B'Shaitis, no, ain't a roich. You can't compare it. They're not in the same league. Stating that, there was a very big difference. You know what the difference is? Avraham Avinu, when he prepared these three B'nai Bakar, it was Tlosa Tairi, L'tlosa Gavri. It was three animals for three people. Hach over here, it was L'chol Yisrael v'Yehuda. Shloima Melech, in his Suda, Gans Klal Yisrael was there. Shenemar, and it's based on a pasuk. It says, Yehuda v'Yisrael, Rabim, K'chol Asher Alayom. So you see, they all ate together. Because they all ate together, that's the reason. So per capita, Avraham Avinu actually served more to these three malachim than Shlomo HaMelech B'Shaitai did to Gans Klai. So says the Gemara, from all the things that we mentioned on this menu, one of the things was Barburim Avusim. So my Barburim Avusim. So believe it or not, the Gedolei Amayram had a big machlokes. What exactly this Barburim Avusim? Oh my Rav, Rav said, so these are gestopped animals, and the way they used to stop it is they would force feed it. Shmuel HaMachmul says, Avusim Vayin Meileim. No, they used to force feed themselves. Rabbi Yechanan says, Mevim Tor Mimarisai. They would bring a shar, Bidaloi Onis. So they would take a shar, but the loy honest that never did any work. And they took a tarnagoilis from the ashpa, right? Where's the tarnagoilis? It's always minakeris ba'ashpa. They would take it out of the ashpa, but the loy anisa never laid an egg. Also, tarnagoilis that never did any work. Rabbi Yochanan said like this. Mufchesha be'behemoth shar. The choicest of all the behemoths is a shar. Mufchesha be'oifis, tarnagoilis. Amr Amemer, Amemer said, Zak, so you want to know what this Barbur Mavusim is? It's a Tarnagoilus, Rashi says, Uchmaso Bebat Nisa, that has a very large black stomach. The Mishtakcha Ben Yatsri, if you want to find it, it's in between the vineyards. Tlaimatsia Pasya Kanya. And how big is it? It can't even walk over a reed. But either way, a big machloik is handling Gedoyle Amiram over here. What exactly these Barbur Mavusim are? Okay, so we just mentioned now the Suda of Shlomo B'Shaitai. We mentioned the Suda of Avraham Avinu. So the Gemara is going to digress a little bit. Again, this is going to take us until the end of the Agadah Gemaras. But we're just going to make a schol in it right now to talk a little bit about the Suda of Avraham Avinu. So the pasuk says, "V'labakar rotz Avraham." I'm Rav Yehuda, my Rav. We descend the name of Rav Ben Bakar. Right? What Avraham Avinu get? He brought a Ben Bakar Rach V'Toyv. So we just had this Gemara. Ben Bakar Echad. One Rach is a sign that Shnayim. There were two, and then it says V'Toyv. That's a sign that it was three. So the Gemara says, this drush, the emachad. Maybe it was really one, and the one was a ben bakar rach v'toyv. Kedamri inchi rakich v'tav. Right? Isn't that what it sounds like the pasuk is saying? Like, what's the basis for the drasha? It has to be some. You can't just make a drasha. There has to be a basis for it. Where's the basis? So I'll tell you what the basis is. What it should have said was rach toiv. It should have said a ben bakar rach toiv. What's rach v'toyv? My v'toyv. Shmami no le drasha. That's where the drasha is. So the Gemara says, okay, ematrei. So maybe it's only two. Ben Bakar Rach Ve, that's the Drasha Toiv. So how do you know three? So the Gemara says, Ashtikal Toiv, mid the Toiv, the Drasha, being that the word Toiv is the Drasha Rach, Nami the Drasha Rach is also Drasha, and this is how you know that it was three. Moshe, Rabbi Bar, Ulu, Vitemi, Rabbi Yishayah. Vitemi, Rabbi Nassim, Rabbi Yishayah, Vayitin, Elan, Nar. The Pasuk says that Avram gave it to the Nar, Vayimar, Lassois, Oisoi, and he went quickly to prepare this Ben Bakar. Now what's the Diyik? It says oisoi. Oisoi is in the singular. You just told me it was three. So if it's one, which is what it sounds like from the Pshutishal Maker, then you understand the word oisoi. But if it's three, why is it oisoi? So the Gemara says, kol chad v'chad, yovelinna. He gave him one at a time. So for each individual one, it's an oisoi. Gemara asks another kach. Uben ha-bokar, asher osno va'yitein lefneim. Again, uben ha-bokar in the singular. So Gemara says, the kama dematya aysel kamayim. Right, you tell the waiter, bring the food as it comes. So as each one was ready, so they brought it. They brought one at a time, and because they brought one at a time, that's why it's mentioned in this way. Says the Gemara, another kasha, v'lam alitlasa, tiski v'chad. Why do you need three? Why wasn't one enough? Right. We're talking about the Suda of Rav and Vidur, that it was even greater than the Suda Shlomo B'Shaite. Aba Hagufa Kasha, what do you need it for? If it's three people, you need three oxen? Like, what do you need three for? So the Gemara says, and we all know this, Amar Rav Chanan Barava, Kedei La'achilon Sholosh L'Shoynes B'Charda. Because the best part of the animal is the tongue. And the tongue is best when it's served together with chardo. And it's for that reason he wanted each one of these anoshim to have l'shoynes b'chardo and a full loshen. So he had no choice. He had to shech three animals to give him his tongue sliders. And it's for that reason he had it. Benim, I had to give you the shout out. And it's for that reason. A person should never change the minig. Because Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim. He didn't eat any bread. Malachi Asharis, Yardu Lamata, the Malachi Asharis came down to this world, va'achlu lechem, and they ate bread. So you see from here that la'olam al yishana adam min haminig. A person should never change the minig. Meaning you always go with, right, when in Rome, act like a Roman. Not literally, but the point is, that's this Indian over here. La'olam al yishana adam min haminig. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim, nobody's eating in Shemayim, so he didn't either eat. The Malachi Asharis came down to this world, Malachim don't eat. But everyone was eating. Since everyone was eating, they also ate. So the Gemara says, "V'achlus olka daitach teum malach." Had they eat? Elayim and nirik mishachta b'shal. They didn't really eat, but it looked like they ate. And because it looked like they ate, since for that reason we mention over here this inyan of la'olam al yishana adam min haminik. Says the Gemara, "Vayt Amr Rav Yehuda my Rav. Rav Yehuda sent the name of Rav. Kol mash osa Avram la'malachi ashnoreitz ba'atzmoi osa Kadosh Baruch Hu labana ba'atzmoi. Everything that the Avram Avinu did for the malachi ashnoreitz by himself, so Kadosh Baruch Hu repaid Avram Avinu by doing something good to his children, and the good thing that he did ba'atzmoi. Kol mash osa Avram alidei shliach, and everything Avram Avinu did alidei shliach. Osa Kadosh Baruch Hu labana alidei shliach. Kadosh Baruch Hu also did alidei shliach, and he went. This is Rav Yehuda my Rav, and he demonstrated. Vela bakar atz Avram." Avram Avinu ran by himself to the bakar. The pasuk says, "Beruach nasa me'es Hashem." It's referring to the slav. That when the slav came, Hashem did it by himself. Beruach nasa me'es Hashem. Va'ika chemev v'chalav. Avram Avinu takes chemev v'chalav. He did it by himself. The pasuk says, "Hineni mamte lochem lechem in Hashemayim." The man came min Hashemayim, not al yedei shliach. V'hu oimed aleim tachas ha'etz. Avram Avinu was standing on top of them, underneath the tree. Hineni oimed lefanecha sham al atzor. This is a small parasha tucked away in Beshalach, right after the parasha of the man when they didn't have water. So, Kodesh Baruch Hu is oimed lefanecha sham al atzur, and it's connected the fact that who oimed aleim tachosayitz. V'Avram hoylech imam l'shalchem. Avram backlighted them to see them off. V'Hashem hoylech lefneim yoimam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu led the way to the Yidden in the Midbar with the Anani Yaakovit. Yukach no ma'atmaim. So those are all things that Avram Avinu did by himself, and therefore me the kid. Give me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu repaid the Yidden by doing something by himself. The pasuk says, Yukach no ma'atmaim, that Avram Avinu didn't bring the water by himself, but he had others do it for him. V'kisa batzur v'yatzu mimenu mayim. So the pasuk says, it's in that same exact pasuk. It says, "Hineni oimel lefanecha shama latzur b'chayev v'kisa batzur." You should hit the rack. V'yatzu mimenu mayim. Mayim's gonna come out. So Hashem gives the Yidden water, but the water came al yedei shliach. It came al yedei Moshe. The reason is because Avraham Avinu said, "Yukach no ma'at mayim." So midat keneged midat v'yatzu mimenu mayim. Hashem says, I'll be there, but at the same time, I'm not the one that's going to give you the water. Says the Gemara, everything that we just said, this formulation is upligid rap choma b'rap chanina. Not just to be clear, not everything that we just said, but some of what we just said. Dom rap chama rap chanina, rap chama rap chanina said, v'chein tani b'rabi shmal, that was also taught in a b'raik, in the yeshiva, b'rabi shmal, b'schar shloisha, zachal shloisha, in the schar of three things, we was like the three things, b'schar chama b'chalav, in the schar that Avram Avinu gave. The shloish anoshim chem v'cholov zachu l'mon. They were zoicha to mon, which is what we said, right? Because of vayika chem v'cholov, hinini mamta l'chem l'chem in Hashemayim. Avram Avinu gave the chem v'cholov by himself, so therefore mita keneged mida, the mon came directly in Hashemayim. Bischar v'hu oimed aleihem, in the as a reward for the fact that Avraham Avinu was oimed aleihem, zochu la'amud ona. They were zoichet to the amud ona. So that's not like Rabbi Yehuda Marav said. What Rabbi Yehuda Marav say? That because Avraham Avinu was oimed aleihem, so therefore hineni oimed l'fanecha sham al atzor. And finally, bischar yukach no ma'at mayim, because of yukach no ma'at mayim, what did we have in the Rabbi Yehuda Marav's Cheshbin? He said that's why they got the water in the end of Parashas Beshalach. Zochul be'erish shem Miriam. Yukach no ma'at mayim. V'rachatzu ragleichem. Amr Rabbi Yana, Rabbi Shmuel. Amru loy. They told them the chiba arviim chishadetanu. Right. So they walk in. What's the first thing Avraham Avinu says? He says you have to wash your feet. He says why are you telling us to wash our feet? What you choshed us that we're arviim? You think we're Arabs? Shem mishtachem la'avak ragleichem. Right. Because they bow down. They're in the Avak Ragleim, they're very, very dusty. And that's why you don't want me to have any dust, because you don't want me to bring this Avay Dezor. You don't want me to bring this into your house. Told him, Kfar Yotzim Imen Yishmol. Don't you have a son Yishmol? So if you have a son Yishmol, I understand. You're coming to us and you're worried about what we might have done. The Hastacha, a son Yishmol. Right, Rashi. Mimcho Yotzo, Harogolas is Cain. You have someone from literally, your progeny, that's Rogol, to do this. Either way, we're stopping here, literally, mid-sentence. Tomorrow's daf is going to begin with the words Vayera Elav Hashem Beiloine Mamre, which really brings us back to the beginning of the parasha, which will be very much the topic of tomorrow's daf. But as promised, going back to the very, very, very beginning of the daf, three R's. So the Gemara was in the midst of talking about the greatness of Reb Chiya. And the Gemara told the story. Eliyo have a shchiach b'mesifta de Rebbe. Eliyo was a regular in the Beis Medrash of Rebbe. One day, it was Rosh Chodesh, and Eliyahu HaNavi showed up late. And Rebbe asked Eliyahu HaNavi, he said, my time in Nogalei Lamat, why'd you come late? So he told him, I'll tell you the truth, I had a very busy morning. I woke up this morning, I had to wake up Avraham Avinu, and I had to make sure he davened, put him back to sleep. I did the same for Yitzchak, I said that did the same for Yaakov, it took a lot of time, and because it took a lot of time, so it's for that reason I'm running a little bit late this morning. That's the reason I'm a little bit late. So Rebbe asks Eliyahu HaNavi, he says, I understand. Just from a time management perspective, why do you have to wake up first Avram, and then Yitzchak, and then Yaakov? Why couldn't you wake them all up at the same time? Let them daven at the same time. You'll put them back to bed at the same time. Right? They're all in the Ma'ara Samachpela. And if that's the case, like this, we would have been more efficient with our time. He says, why do you have to do them individually? So Eliyahu HaNavi says, I'll tell you the truth. I was thinking the same thing, but I was afraid that if Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov would daven at the same time, they would be able to bring Mashiach with their tefillahs, because they would daven about all the tzaras of Klal Yisrael, and the Geula would come, and it's not time yet for Mashiach to come. And as a result, Eliyahu HaNavi, he's balabas, I'm being mevasa, he's psyrus tovis, right? He's going to come and tell the world that Mashiach's coming. See, he knows this sugya, and he says it's not time yet for Mashiach, and as a result, this was not something I was allowed to do. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi heard that there's a musik, that if Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov would all daven at the same time, that would somehow bring Mashiach. So he says, tell me, is there anybody on this world right now that if they davened at the same time, they could bring Mashiach? So Eliyahu HaNavi said, yeah, Reb Chiya Ubanov. Reb Chiya and his sons, they'd be able to. So Rebbe heard that, he had an einfal. Goza Tanisa, he was Goza Tanis. And he had Reb Chiya Ubanov be Yorid Lufnei Atefa. And they got up and they started davening, they sang Shemayne Esrei. They sent Mashav Aruach. And as soon as they said the words Mashav Aruach, the Noshva Zika, literally, the tefillah was answered on the spot. They sent Mayur Dageshem, and all of a sudden, Asam Mitra, it started to rain. They continued along Shemayne Esrei, and they came up to Baruch Atah Hashem, and they were about to say Mechayam Mason. All of a sudden, Ragash Almud, there was a big tumult in Shemayim, and they said, who is Megala Roze? Who told Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi to have Rabbi Chiya Ubanov go daven? Because if they're going to say Mechayam Mason now, it's going to be the Zman of Tchias HaMason, the Geula, the Ketzin's going to come, and it's not time yet for the Geula to come. They said Eliyahu HaNavi, they gave him Malkus, and Eliyahu HaNavi had no choice but to come back down on this world and to be martyred Rabbi Chiya Ubanov, because had they daven and had they said Mechayam Mason, Mashiach would have come. And as a result, this was something that had to be stopped. The Marsha, and this Gemara says, that when did this story happen? When was it that Eliyahu HaNavi came up late because he was very tired in the morning, waking up Avram and then Yitzchak and then Yaakov, and he had to do it individually because had he woken them all up at the same time, he was concerned that maybe Mashiach was going to come. The Gemara says, in fact, the Gemara went out of its way to say, Reish Yarcha Hava. It was Rosh Chodesh. Says the Marsha, a dover nifla. He says, why did the Gemara say it was Rosh Chodesh? Ki zeh hayoyim, ashneboi chidush halavana. This day, which is the day of chidush halavana, hu ramuz al hischadesh malchus Yisrael la'asid. It's a remez to the fact that one day, just like the moon is renewed every month, we and the Malchus Yisrael will be renewed as well. And it's a day that's mesugel to daven for this inyan. K'maymer nuschay v'lalavona amash etzchadish ateres teferes lamusei batim shehein asidim leschadish k'moisa, like we do when we say kiddush alavona. V'hu she'amar, and it's regarding that day that Eliyahu Navi said the itakvi hayoy b'rishchaydish b'rachme, that had Avram Yitzchak v'Yakiv on this day of Rishchaydish, had they come together and they daven, have a maisle of Mashiach, they could have brought Mashiach. Says the Marsha, you want to know why the Gemara said it was Rishchaydish? Because it was dafka, because it was Rishchaydish, that this whole Indian was at play. Because had it not been Rishchaydish, then this maybe wouldn't have been Shaykh. But because it was Rosh Chodesh, which is a day that's mucham lehispalo l'adover zeh, it's a day that's mesugal to daven for Malchus Beis David. It's a day that's mesugal to daven for Mashiach. Had Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov said that tefillah on Rosh Chodesh, that's when there was a chashash that maybe this was going to happen. And of course, the tzushal to this is raid that we spoke about not long ago, right before Pesach. We said over from the Shem Yishmul and Reb Tzadik HaKoyin and Resisei Laila that say that the Oyer of Rosh Chodesh is the Oyer of David HaMelech. The Torah says that the Sholish Regalim HaKenegah, the Gimel Ovis, Avram Yitzchak V'Yakiv, but Tzneh the Svar Makdoshin, that Rosh Chodesh, which is a Yontif, and Lost Lava is going to be a proper Yontif, Rosh Chodesh is Keneged David Malka Meshicha. And Reb Tzadik says it in a very, very deep way. He says that Kedusha of Yontif comes from something that happened in the past. Right? Pesach gets its Kedusha, Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim, Sukkis, Zechel Anani Akovid, Shfuiz, which is now David Be'itoy, that Zechel Lematon Teresenu. Something happened in the past, it happened on a certain day, and every year that day, the Kedusha has its Zechibir, and that's why there's something called Kedusha Sazman. But just like Reb Tzadik says, a day can get Kedusha from the Avar, a day can get Kedusha from the Asid as well. And the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh comes from the Asid. We know today Rosh Chodesh is only a mini Yontif, it's a quasi Yontif, it's a Yontif for the Noshim. But Asid Lava, it's going to be a proper Yontif. And really, the little bit of Kedusha that Rosh Chodesh has now, it's Neveya from the future. Just like you could be Neveya from the past, you could be Neveya from the future as well. And that's the Soid, say the Svar Makdoshin, to Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. And that's why when we say Kiddush Levana, we say David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, and it's based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavavim and Aleph, where there was once a time where they had to send a hidden telegram to say that they were Mekadosh the Chodesh, and the telegram was, what was the simon? David Melech Yisrael Chai, which is why we say David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. But the oimik and the pnimius of it is because the oir of Rosh Chodesh is the oir of David HaMelech. And how do we know Rosh Chodesh has Kedusha? We learn it from the fact that there's a mitzvah to have a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. And how do you know Sudas Rosh Chodesh? So the Svar Makdoshim say it's from the Haftarah of Machah Chodesh, which was the suit of David HaMelech. So you see this inyan that David HaMelech is very, very much Makusha, because the Soid and the Pnimius and the Kedush and the Oir of Rosh Chodesh is related to David Malka Mashiach. We said Pshat then, maybe in the Goyin, the Mishkanos Yisrael, who brings this Dover Niflo, B'Shem the Goyin, that the Goyin says, HaChodesh Hazel Lochem Rosh Chodoshim, that Rosh Chodesh Nisa, you're not allowed to fast. Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to fast. Chodesh Nisa, the whole Chodesh, you're not allowed to fast. The Goyin said, counterintuitively, always Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to fast, but Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you could fast because by Mesu Nadavavir. Right, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is not much 180 degrees. It's just the opposite. Every Chodesh, you're allowed to fast all Chodesh, but you just can't fast on Rosh Chodesh. But as it relates to Chodesh Nisan is faket. Chodesh Nisan, you're not allowed to fast all Chodesh, but Nisan, on Rosh Chodesh itself, then you are. So the Goyim said, like immediately, Lo Yermizabai Raisa, HaChodesh Hazel Lochem, Rosh Chodesh, Rishon Chum Lochem, Lachachi Hashanah. HaChodesh Hazel Lochem, this Chodesh, the Chodesh of Nisan, is Rosh Chodesh, it's like a Rosh Chodesh. You're not allowed to fast. Rishon Chum Lochem, but Rosh Chodesh, the first day, then you are allowed to fast. That's what the Goyim said. But what's the oimik? What's the soid? The soid is HaChodesh Hazel Lochem Rosh Chodesh. Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Chodesh. But if the Goyim said that, there has to be an oimik, there has to be a pnimius. What's the shaykhis between Chodesh Nisan and Rosh Chodesh? Because Chodesh Nisan is Benisan Nigalu, U Benisan Asidan Ligal. Chodesh Nisan gets its Kedusha, gets its Torah from the other and from the Yosid. It's this man of Geula. It's this man where Malchus Beis David's going to come back. That's Rosh Chodesh. HaChodesh Hazel Lochem Rosh Chodesh. Not Stam a Melitza Ba'alma. There's an oimik, there's a pnimius. It's Pashat. That's what's going on in that Indian of Achayus of Elohim Reish Kedosh. But I'll upon him, how mosuk are the words of the Marsha, that the Marsha says that Yoim Zeh is Mucham L'Spalo for what? It's Mucham L'Spalo for Malchus Beis David. It's Muchan L'Espalo for Mashiach, and it was Dafka because it was Reish Yarcha. Deliyah Navi told Rebbe that I had to be very, very careful, because had I woken up Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, and they would have davened at the same time, Daika because it's Rosh Chodesh, and it's a Yom that's Muchan for Geula, Mashiach could have came below his money. It's not something I could have done. The next day, the day after that, that's fine. But on Rosh Chodesh, because of this day that it is, it's then that I had to be a little bit more sensitive. That's the first hour. We're going to skip the second hour. Maybe we'll come back to it. We're going to jump to the third hour. And that is, so the topic of the end of yesterday's daf and the topic of the beginning of today's daf was, again, the story of Babchia. So, Rebbe, after he hears that Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, if they were daven at the same time, they had the ability to bring Mashiach. See, Rebbe asks Eliyahu Navi, tell me, is there anyone on this world that has the ability to do the same thing? So he said, yeah, Reb Chiya Ubanov. And Rebbe immediately is going to Tainus, and he has Reb Chiya Ubanov, Dam Fri Yomid, Masha Veruach, wind, Mer Dageshem, rain. They were about to come to Mechayam Mason, and all of a sudden, Ragash Almu, they brought Eliyahu Navi, and he was forced to come back to this world to be matrid to make sure Reb Chiya Ubanov weren't going to daven. Because if Reb Chiya Ubanov would have davened, they could have done what Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov were going to do. The Chidah in the Sefer Maris Ayin, right here on this Gemara, says that from this Gemara you see something that's Muva B'Svar Makdoshim, and that is that Reb Chiya Ubanov had a Sheiches to Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. In fact, the Chidah says that Reb Chiya, who's the father of Banov, is a Nitzot Nesham. He has a Sheiches in the Olam HaNeshamis to Avram Avinu, and Banov have a Sheiches to Yitzchak V'Yaakov. And that's the oimik. That just like if Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov would have davened together, they could have brought Mashiach below Zmane. If Reb Chiya Ubanov would have davened together, they too had the ability to bring Mashiach below Zmane. So we talked, the Meshach, these Agadot Gemaras, about the Sheiches of Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan and Yosef HaTzadik, Anom Yizar, the Yosef Kassina. We spoke about the Sheiches between Rabbi Yehuda and Nasi and Yaakov Avinu. Nasi, the Megal HaMukah said, is Nishmasa Shal Yaakov Avinu. The Chidah was Megalotas here in Marisayin, that Reb Chiya had a Sheiches with Avram Avinu. And that's the oimik of this Gemara, that Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, if they were daven, they could have brought Mashiach below Zmane. In that same vein, Reb Chiya Ubanov wouldn't have been able to do the same thing. There's a Gemara in Mesechtes Moikot and Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara says Reb Chiya lei havi motzi Malach HaMavis lemikruv alei. The Malach HaMavis was trying to get Reb Chiya and he couldn't get him. Yom Echad, one day, idmalei ka'anya, he dressed up like an Arama, asa taruf abava, and he knocked on Reb Chiya's door. Amar lei, he told him, afikli rifta, can you please give me a bissel bread? Afikule, so he brought him some bread. Amale, as soon as he brought him the bread, the Malach HaMavis, he revealed his true identity, and he told him, busted. He says, I see you know how to have rachmanis on another man. Ahu gavra, my way come rachma. How come you don't have rachmanis on me? Honestly, I've been trying to get you for so long. Hot rachmanis, I'm trying to do my job. Why won't you throw me a bone? I understand why you won't have rachmanis on me. You're willing to have rachmanis on this other man. You gave him a bissel break. Why won't you have a bissel rachmanis on me? So the Gemara says, Ach bile shute denura, amsele nafshi. Agans the Gemara. Rav Shmuel Yankiv, in Zoysli Yakiv, in Parshas Vayeres, Rav Shmuel Yankiv's yahrzeit is on Lag BaOmer, it's coming up. So Shmuel Yankiv, so Sois of Yehudovus Bekever, he said, V'hayomori v'rabi moron zeichet tzadik v'kadosh l'vracha Omer. So I don't know who he's referring to. Shmuel Yankiv had a lot of greiser rebbes. I'm guessing Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. But either way, Shmuel Yankiv brings from his greiser rebbe, who said that, I understand Pasha Pshan in this Gemara. The Malach HaMavis was trying to get Reb Chiya. He couldn't get him. He had an Eitzah. He dressed up like an Aram man. He comes. Chiya says, I'll take care of you. Of course, he gives him a bissel break. So he makes a kal v'chaim. If you're willing to take care of this Aram man, you're willing to give him bread, so why won't you take care of me? So, what sheikh is? He's willing to give a piece of bread to help another Jew, but doesn't mean I'm going to risk my life to help another Jew. What sheikh is? So he said, he says that you see from here that when Reb Chiya did chesed, and when Reb Chiya went and he gave the shtick bread to the man, he gave him with the ganze neshama. He didn't just do chesed. He gave his neshama together with the shtick bread. So the Malach HaMavis told him, Reb Chiya, you see you're willing to give your neshama. to help another person. Why won't you give me your neshama? He said, Reb Chiya didn't just do chesed. Etiske gave him the ganze neshama. He said, if you're willing to give him your neshama, why won't you give me your neshama? And that was his taina. Reb Chiya did chesed mit the ganze neshama. I think this is the oimik. It's this Maris HaAyin. It's Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya is Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is Da'amud HaChesed. Avram Avinu, this parasha that we're starting to learn right now, is Avram Avinu mitoich tremendous mesiris nefesh is going ahead and he's doing chesed. And that's this inyan. To give him with the ganze neshama. That's Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya's avoida is the avoida of Avram Avinu. But the emes says, I think this opens up a dover nifla. It's mamish, it's a dover nifla adamoy. And that is, the Gemara said that Reb Shlokish was being mitzayim maros of the Rabbanan. Right? He was identifying all the different ma'aras of the Rabbanan. All of a sudden, he couldn't find. He knew where the Ma'ara was, but he couldn't find Reb Chiya. He couldn't find Reb Chiya. And the Gemara says, "Cholish daite." He had chalish sadas. Amar, he said, "Rebbeinu shaloylam loy pilpalti teiruk amoysei." Tell me, was I not mefalful teiruk amoysei? Yotz a basko va'amr loy. A basko came out and said, "Teiruk amoysei pilpalta." Oh, but teiruk amoysei loy ribatzta. You mefalful teiruk like. Oh, but Torah Kamoisa Loi Rivatz. So the Gemara says, "What's this grace our Botzas at Torah of Reb Chiya?" So the Gemara says, "Kavin Mintz Reb Chanina Reb Chiya, where Reb Chanina Reb Chiya would get into as an argument, a squirrel." So he would say, "So Reb Chanina would tell Reb Chiya, he says, 'You're arguing with me. Do you know Imeshtakach the Torah Yisrael? I could be Mahadi the Torah Milpulpuli.'" So Reb Chiya told back to Reb Chanina, says, "It's very nice that you could be Mahadi the Torah with your pilpul." He said, "But what I'm doing is better than you because I'm making sure that we're not going to have to come on to your pilpul for the Torah to be brought back. I'm making sure that Torah is never forgotten." Mara says, "What did he do?" Mara says, "He went and he sold flax." Mamish went into his backyard. He sold flax and then he made nets. And then he went and he shechted this and he caught deer and he shechted the deer. He gave the basa to the Yisroimim and then he took the cloth and he made megillas. And what did he write on it? The Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And he went to different towns and he would teach the children Chamisha Chumshei Torah and then he would teach them Mishnayis, and like this, he made sure that Torah wasn't going to be forgotten. What was the avoid of Reb Chiya? Right, the Gemara says that when Rebbe heard this, he said, "Kama gedoy l'may sechiyah." What was the avoid of Reb Chiya? The avoid of Reb Chiya was he was going around, literally. He went from ear to ear, and he was Mekabit's people, and he was teaching them Torah. Like the Rambam says, Avram Avinu did in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah. His Avodah was the Avodah of Anefesh Asha Asa B'charen. That's what Reb Chiya was doing. Reb Chiya is Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu's Avodah is, he's teaching people Torah. And that's exactly what Reb Chiya did. And by the way, you know what he was teaching them? He was teaching them Chamishei Chumshei Torah. He was teaching them Shnayim Oichsam Batalis, Arba Avos Nezikin, Me'emas Akoyrin. This is what he was teaching them. He was teaching Chumash. He was teaching them Mishnayis. That was the avoid of Reb Chiya, which was the avoid of Avram Avinu. Just to say it a little bit deeper, we've spoken out over the years many times. Avram Avinu is Damud HaChesed. Right? How do you know Avram Avinu is Damud HaChesed? This is Mamash Tesugi we're learning right now. The Achnas Asarchim Avram Avinu. How do you know Avram Avinu is Damud HaChesed? Right? So the Chazal that teaches up the whole thing is Vayita Isha. What's an Eshel? It's Achila Shtiel Avoy. The Gemara in the Gadot Gemara, in the end of the first parak in Masech Tesoita says that Avram Avinu made an Eshel. Why did he make an Eshel? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because he would invite people in, he would feed them, and when they would come, they would say, Avram, at the end of the meal, Shkoyach, right? Shkoyach of Avram. So you say, give me Shkoyach? Why give me Shkoyach? So who should I give Shkoyach? To the creator of the world. Who's the creator of the world? And before you knew it, all of a sudden you were sitting and you were in this Kiruv seminar and all of a sudden you knew that the Eivishter created the world and everything was good. And that was the whole tachlis. So it always bothered me. I understand. The chesed of Avram is the mahus. It's the essence. It's the metzias of Avram Avinu. And that's the Vayita Eshel. And it comes out that the whole Vayita Eshel is only a hechatimtzah. It's a chetimtza to go be makarif people. I understand. I thought that's the whole essence. That's what it's all about. Oh, but the teretz is pasha. The teretz is because the ikka chesed of Avram Avinu wasn't the fact that he fed them. The ikka chesed of Avram Avinu was the fact that he was makarif them. Well, we always say this. In Hilchis Chesed, the Velt says, you give someone a fish, you fed him for a day. You teach someone how to fish, you fed him for a lifetime. You give somebody ruchnias, you fed him lenetzach nitzachim. Avram Avinu's Iker Chesed was the fact that at the end of the Suda, they were mesmerized finally coming to terms and an understanding of Machay Vosay Boy Lomay, that the fact that the Eibishter created the world. But what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is Avraham Avinu was Kol Kulei Chesed, and his Kol Kulei Chesed was manifest. That not only was the punchline Chesed, but it was Chesed Al Yedei Chesed. He's feeding. That's what he was doing. Reb Chiya's Avoda was, I'm making sure the way Teshtakach Tayyar Yisrael. How did he do it? He went and he got this Hersh. And what did he do with the Hersh? He shechted it. What did he do with the Basar? He gave it to the Yisoyim. It's Chesed Al Yedei Chesed. Oh, but not to lose focus. The Iker Chesed of Reb Chiya, where Reb Chiya is Avraham Avinu. What's the Iker Chesed? The Iker Chesed is the fact that he's making sure like Teshtakach Tayyar Yisrael. But I think it's even deeper than this. I think it goes one step deeper, and this is Mamish Gewalt. It's Mamish Gewalt. So Rish Lakish is trying to find the Ma'ar of Reb Chiya. I can't find it. And he has Chalich Tadas, and he says a tefillah, Omar, Ribbono Shel Olam, Lo Pilpalti Torah Kamoisa. What? I wasn't a foulful Torah like Reb Chiya. You know, the pilpul of Rish Lakish, Klaroya Rish Lakish, Bebeis Medrash, it's Ke'ilu, Hoiker, Hoiker, Horei, Horem. He's not, his Avoida was not Shaykh. What? Loi Pilpalti Torah Kamoisa, Yos Abaskal Amaloi. Abaskal came out and said, Torah Kamoisa Pilpalta. Oh, you are a foulful Torah Kamoisa. Oh, but Torah Kamoisa Loi Ribatsta. You are Marbitz Torah. And what was this Harbatzah Satayra that Rech Pchia did that Rish Lakish didn't do? Rech Pchia taught Chamishay Chum Shaytayra to Kleina Kindalach, and he taught Mishnayas to Kleina Kindalach, and he was making sure his Avodah was like the Shtakach Tayra Miyisrael. I think it's Poshit. I think it's Poshit that the Tzushdal to this is the Chassam Sofer in his Petuchei Chosim right in the beginning. Where the Chassam Sofer in his Petuchei Chosim, which this was Margul Bapume Kiyodua, and this is literally chapter 1, verse 1 of the Petuchei Chosim, where he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it came time to create a nation, who did he create the nation with? He created with Avraham Avinu. And the Chassam Sofer says, I understand. The Pasuk says, Vayisalich Anoich Asu Alikim, Veinenu Kilok Chos Alikim, and Chazal say, became the Malach Matat. He reached Madregis and Hasogas Atayra that Avraham Avinu never came close to. Why was it then that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that he's going to create a world, he created it through Avraham Avinu, that there was going to be a Klal Yisrael. He should have done it through Chanoich. And that's what the Chassam Sofer says, L'shoynes, that you have to see to believe. He said, because if you have to understand that had Avraham Avinu wanted to be Chanoich, he could have been Chanoich. But Avraham Avinu understood that the tachlis of a person is not to be Chanoich. The tachlis of a person is not to be poirish from the world and to serve Hashem to the best of your ability and disregard everything that's going on around you. That Chanoich, says the Chassam Sofer, reached incredible madrigas. Oh, but the whole dar of Chanoich, the dar of Mabel and the dar of Flogger, the whole thing got wasted, it was gone, there's no shares of it. And Avraham Avinu chap, that's not the tachlis. But rather, the tachlis of a person is to put himself out there and to be willing to forego a little bit from his shlemus and from his potential that he's able to reach, so that the people around him will reach a higher madriga. So like this, he'll be able to lift everybody up. And the Chassam Sofer says it on a very deep level. He says that the emes is, think about the whole world. Hashem puts a person on this world. Where does the neshama come from? It's a chelek alikamima. So Hashem takes this grace in neshama. He puts it down on this world. And what's your avoid? To try to get back to where you started. Now, that says Ramchal talks about this Indian. But he says, Mali latzara azois. And again, nama de chisufa. But he says, vos felt achois. If you're in I had all this in Shemayim. He said, the chances of you coming back to where you were in Shemayim are very, very low, right? So what's the tachlis? So the teretz is vaystois. A man is put in this world to do something he can't do in Shemayim. Because in Shemayim you can't be mashpi on anybody, because everyone's perfect in Shemayim. If the tachlis was to be chanoich, so you would never been put here. Just stay up there. Yeah, namad chisufa. You know what? I think noyach loy l'adam shloy niver mishaniver, the Gemara says. You'd be much better off had you not been created, because you'll be there anyways. The teretz is we were put on this world not to be chanoich. And what we are put in this world for is not something you could be masig in the next world. Because our tachlis is to be meitiv, it's to be mashpi, it's to look out for other people. That's not an inyan. It's not something that's even shaykh in the underworld. But Al Kaponim says the Hilgach Sam Sofer. He says that Chanoich is gevar na malach, Chanoich is matat, Chanoich is not shaykh. Oh, but the madrig of Avraham Avinu was to give up from himself. The madrig of Avraham Avinu wasn't to learn Torah on the highest level, to be masik, the gest asogas, vas a shaykh in the world. He was someone that was willing to give up from himself to make sure that the people around him were going to be better. I think it's poshet. This is the shach of attire. Rish Lakish is trying to find the ma'ara of Reb Chiya. And he says, Omar, Ribbono Shel Olam, loy pilpalti Torah kamoisa. I understand. I wasn't a mefalfel Torah than Reb Chiya. I don't know. You go through Shas, To me, it sounds like Rish Lakish is Rish Lakish. Who was mefalful Torah like Rish Lakish? Yot, the Baskavan, but the Baskal said, it's true. Torah kamoisa polpalta. Rish Lakish, you a mefalful Torah kamoisa. Maybe you're chanoich. I don't mean chanoich as opposed to. Maybe you're on that madrega. Oh, but Torah kamoisa leirivatsta. You don't understand what Reb Chiya did. Reb Chiya maybe wasn't even mefalful Torah like you. But Reb Chiya's avoida was an andra avoida. His avoida was, he's teaching chamisha chumshei Torah. He's telling people when they say Reb Avram, shkoyach for this meal. What a delicious meal. I never had such a meal. He says, why are you giving a thank you to me? Give a thank you to Shamayim. He's teaching him Shisha Sidra Mishnah. That's the avoid of Reb Chiya. And because that's the avoid of Reb Chiya, Reb Chiya is higher than you. Reb Chiya goes to a place that you can't go. The emes says the whole Gemara. Ki avi mitzi Reb Chanina v'Reb Chiya. What did Reb Chanina tell Reb Chiya? You're arguing with me? Do you know imishtakach netayr miyisrael ma'adrana le'mipulpuli? I'm such a London. I'm such a Goyan. I know you'd give me the Shatarin address, fam. The whole Torah, if it was forgotten, right, a Snil Ben Kenaz did it with certain halachas, I could do it with the whole Torah. You know what Reb Chiya told him? Kvesish v'nam pilpul. You're murdered the Galamdin. I'm very proud. But I want to tell you what I'm doing. I'm teaching children Chumash, and I'm teaching them Kometz Aleph Ah, and I'm making sure I said, I dorf in Yidden that I'm never going to forget the Torah. It sounds a little from this Gemara that in Hilchas Pilpul, Reish Lakish is using it against Reb Chiya. And Reb Chanin is using it against Reb Chiya. Oh, but the Teretz is Enochinami. I agree. Oh, but Torah Kamoisa Leiribatsta. That's not something you did. And that's the Madrega of Reb Chiya. So just to come full circle. Just to come full circle. The Gemara says that one of the Amiram once showed up and they smedrish and he had mamash a black eye. Something happened to him and they smed. What happened? She says, Eliyahu Navi was by me and I said, I want to see the Malachim that are going up to, I want to be able to see the Tzadikim when they go to the Masifta, the Regia. I want to look at, show me them. Eliyahu said, no problem. You can look, but there's only one Tzadik you can't look at. You can't look at the Tzadik Reb Chiya. He said, how am I going to know who's Reb Chiya? He says, you're going to see. You're going to see that all the all the tzaddikim have malachim that are oilam v'yardim. They're taking them up and they're taking them down. There's one tzaddik that doesn't have anyone taking him. That's Reb Chiya. And when you see Reb Chiya, you know you can look. And we spoke yesterday from the Archaim HaKadosh. And then we mentioned from the Arizal. He said, why was it that Reb Chiya didn't have any malachim that were oilam v'yardim anymore? Fakir, if he was greater than all the other malachim, he dafka should have had malachim. And the Arizal said, the reason is because where Reb Chiya went, his madrega was so not shayach, it's mingresif in malachim. And because he was bigger than malachim, there were no malachim that could be oilam v'yardin imoy, because he was such berum hamayla, that he was in a place that ain't called malach yochad lamid bo. And that's why he went without malachim. Reb Chiya gave up from himself. Reb Chiya taught Chumash. Reb Chiya taught Mishnayos. Reb Chiya made sure that Torah wouldn't be forgotten. Reb Chiya wasn't mefalful Torah, maybe like Reb Chanina, maybe like Reish Lakish. Oh, but Reb Chiya was who? He was Avram Avinu. And like the Chassam Sofer says in the beginning of Petuchei Chosim, Avram Avinu wasn't the Malach. He wasn't Matat. Abin the Oilu Ma'emdes, this is more Choshev. Abkidei Kach, the Reb Chiya was able to go a place that even the Malach wasn't able to go. In this world, his Avoidu was Nish to Zayin HaMalach. Avada, Avram Avinu. But at the same time, his Iker Avoidu was to be Mashpia. V'anefesh Asha Asa Mecharen. What's his Avoidu? My avoida is the avdi l'toyre d'loy tishtakach mi Yisrael. By writing, literally planting and sowing and being oisik in this inyan, in the mamish going down, but at the same time making sure that Klal Yisrael is going to come up. A person that does that, like the Chassam Sofer says, mitamida yoisa mikulon. You never lose from that avoida. Reb Chiya didn't lose from this avoida. Now he didn't, he lose. He went to a place that who couldn't go? But the malach couldn't go. The dyke.